Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to God's Victorious Living. Yeah, Victorious Living. Yeah, the opportunity that we can come together and learn more about God, huh? Yeah. We can take time and learn about His Son Jesus, who loves us so much. Yes, we can come and learn about Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you for this day, thanking you for the opportunity you've given us, thanking you for everything, God. Master, we are just so grateful. We are grateful today, Lord. We are grateful for the many blessings that you shower upon us, everything that you give us, God, the breath that we breathe, oh God, the clothes that we wear, God, the house that we live in, God. Our minds, Master, we are grateful today. We are grateful, God, in spite of everything that's going on, in spite of all the hardships, all the battles that we have to fight, oh God, even all the oppositions, God, we are grateful. We are grateful, God, because we know that you are with us in the battle. Yes, yes, you're with us. Oh God, we are just grateful today. And we ask, Master, that you continue to look upon us, you continue to shower upon us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God, huh? We thank him. We thank him. We thank him for his word. His word is true. Yes, his word is true. Yes, yes, yes. The scriptures for us this day, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 says, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the light, the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." Fan the flames. Yeah, that's fan the flame. Fan them. Fan the flames. Yeah, we know that there is plenty things going on. Plenty things. Plenty things that are going on. A lot of action. A lot of things. But I personally, as your host, would like to say, you're not alone. You're not alone. Or should I say, we are not alone. Everything we're doing it through God, is with him. And he is with us. Yeah, yeah. Even through this virus, even through all the things that are happening, the people that are being taken away from us, even in that, God is with us. Yeah, he's with us. I can't say why he has allowed this to happen, but I can say we are not alone. Yes. Yeah. Say that. We are not alone. Just say it to yourself. Just repeat that. I am not alone. We don't need to what? We don't need to worry. We don't need to worry. Turn quickly to Matthew chapter 6. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, and it says, "For us, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, or what you will wear." Worry is the key word here. It's the key word, worry. Should we worry? Should we worry when we know God? That's the question. Should we do that? Is not our life more important than food? And the body more important than clothes? Come on now. The question here is life more important than food and clothes? Is it? Is it? Let me be personal with you in this answer. Having lost everything except the clothes on my back, pewter, as I evacuated from New Orleans, running from a storm called Katrina. Yeah, clothes. Yeah, clothes. We were able to get back, and we did get back. clothes and then more clothes, then clothes, enough clothes to give clothes away to others. Yeah. Yes. If God said that he will do it, whatever he said he will do just what he said. Mm-hmm. He's never, we're never alone. He's always with us, and we don't have to worry. Verse 26 says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, store away in the barns. Let your heavenly Father feed them. Just look at how he feeds them. Listen up. Listen to this. When was the last time you even looked at the birds? When was the last time you took time to do that? When did you take time and listen to them chirp? Just to chirp. When the last time you saw a red bird? A blue bird? When the last time you saw a bird? My mother calls these birds, they're white and gray. They call them snowbirds. They come out when it's cold and when winter is here. Snowbirds. When the last time you just looked at some of the manner, some of the mammal that flies all around? When the last time you just stopped and look at what God has created? Ask yourself, when? Is there a reason why? You're too busy? You're always late? You don't have enough time? What? Are you always on the go? Well, sometimes life can slow you down and just maybe bring you to a halt, a complete halt, a complete stop. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes God himself can shut you down. Yeah, he can shut you down. Yeah. The bird is never hanging out. He's never hanging out shouting signs of lack of food. He's never doing that. Uh-uh. The birds that I see there, they look like they're fat and they're chubby. Verse 27 says, Who of you, by worry, can add a single hour to his life? What we're saying here is, when you worry, do it benefit? Does it stop your hair from turning gray when you worry? Huh? When you worry, does it stop you from waking up at night, not sleeping good? When you worry, what does it benefit? Is there anything positive in worrying? No. No one. Not a soul. If anyone thinks so, he's deceiving himself. Because there's nothing positive about worry. Verse 28 tells us, why do you worry about the clothes? See how the lilies of the field. Look at the lilies of the field. How they grow. They do not labor or spin. People, sisters, brothers in Christ, why do we worry about clothes? And look at the lilies. They're beautiful. This time of year, they're beautiful, and they're coming out, and they're springing out, and they're very colorful, huh? Yeah. Think about this. This too, whatever it is, and we know we're dealing with a lot right now, but this too shall pass. It's not here forever. It won't be this way always. Verse 29 says, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. Solomon, we know, was the king who required wisdom. He acquired wisdom. He was very wise. Wisdom and worry cannot live at the same address. It's impossible. It's impossible for me to be wise. Huh? With the wisdom of God and at the same time worry. Come on now. Verse 30 says, if there is, God closes, he closed the grass of the fields, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire. Will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Where is your faith? The grass of the field. No one could do this but the Lord. 31 says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? people, please remember God knows everything. He knows what was going to happen. He knew what was going to happen before it happened. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere. Huh? He knows the beginning and he knows the end. He knew how we were going to feel while we were going through this. He knew it. He knows it. Verse 32 says, "For pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." He knows we need things. He knows we have necessities, just as the pagan does. But there should be some separation between us and the pagan. What is a pagan? A pagan is a person that holds religious beliefs other than those of the world religion. Pagan is one who has no idea who the Christ is, has no idea, has no relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we who are in Christ, believers, we have no need to worry about these things, but be watchful for when our blessings will show up. Because they're going to come. They're going to show up. God said that he would never leave us and that he would never forsake us. And right here in the scripture, it says that he know we need. He know we need things. So he's not going to leave us without. He's not going to allow us to lack anything. Verse 33 says, "But seek first." See, you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, all the things we're talking about, the clothes, huh? The food, all of that. The funds, the money, the how-to, it's going to be taken care of. Why? Because we sought God first. We went to him. Hallelujah. We went to him. Yeah, so we seek him first. Sooner. We seek him sooner than later. Why? Because God sees all and he knows all. Trust God. Don't allow your flesh to put you in a place called doubt. Don't allow flesh to entertain you or bring you into captivity of doubt. Verse 34 says, "Therefore do not worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." And we know, we see each day has trouble. So it is not our place, it is not our job to worry. Every day there will be some objectives, some hurdles, some mountains we have to climb. But be steadfast. Do you hear what I said? I want you to remember to be steadfast. What does steadfast mean? Be solid. Huh? Be rooted, be grounded, knowing under the movable, unremovable, meaning nobody could move you, nobody could shake you, nothing could take you, nothing could tear you away from God, knowing that he worketh in you. Yes, even in trouble, there will be God. There will be God in trouble. Be not dismayed. He said, because I am your God. Woo! I'm your God. I'm with you. Even when you think I'm not, I'm present. Even when you're going through. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word, God. Thank you, God, for just encouraging us, God. Thank you, God, because this word is from your son, Jesus. And we are just grateful today, God, for the word that is found in Matthew chapter 6. And we ask, oh God, that we eat this word, we meditate on it, huh? And let it become a part of us. Let it become real to us that we can go and share this word with someone else. Glory to God. And we have the ability. We have the ability, and of course God knows that we can do this. We thank you, Master. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. We will look forward to having you back here with us next Friday and, of course, on Sunday. Be blessed and don't worry.